I would now like to call on a close family friend of Gunther's and Susie's. I'd like to call now on Mark Samuels.
Thank you, Rabbi. Gunther Katz, a quiet man. This is how a mutual friend of ours at the synagogue characterized Gunther when I spoke to him yesterday. I never thought of Gunther as a quiet man, a sincere man, a true man, a mensch. We've known Gunther and Susie for some 10 or 12 years now, and it's been a very warm and satisfying relationship. Gunther and Susie, some years ago, had occasion to attend the one Shabbat morning service at our synagogue. And that seemed to excite them, turn them on to the traditional service. And as a result, the two of them became regulars at our Shabbat morning service, which was a pleasure for me. They sat across the aisle from me Saturday morning after Saturday morning, and such a pleasure to see them and greet them with a Shabbat Shalom. Gunther had many attributes which you've heard about, and I will not repeat them. I can only give you what is close to me. We had many, many evenings together with Susie and Gunther and Sally and I, visiting theater, enjoying performances, and many evenings we would meet them for dinner in a restaurant or at home and talk. This gentleman said Gunther was a quiet man. I don't agree. Gunther spoke beautifully and sincerely. His experiences with his family in Europe and in the business world here in the United States were sources of his stories. He told us many, many stories, sometimes egged on by Susie. They were always interesting, sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but true, true to life. He had a way of telling a story that brought it home to us again and again. And we appreciated the many, many hours that we spent talking to him. We celebrated Passover Seder with Gunther and Susie several times over the years, and many other holidays as well. His remarks, his questions were challenging. I had the pleasure of leading the Seder at my own home, and it was always a pleasure and a challenge to hear Gunther and the participants at our table come up with the traditions of our people. One of the personal things that Gunther and I shared was a love for botany. We both spent many hours at our homes planting and raising flowers and vegetables, and Gunther and I shared experiences with these hobbies. Gunther shared with me many of the plants that he produced, and I reciprocated when I as well as I could. It was a pleasure to know Gunther, and dear friend Gunther, I shall remember you well. Bye.